It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Now, we were hanging out yesterday, Super Bowl, watching the game. You know, as you do, you chat away and we'll talk about what they were going to do post-game and how the celebrations went down. Turns out LA just likes to riot. Sure. Okay,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Geelong, not so much. Scenes. Although, after the first grand final you won, I believe Moorabool Street here was pretty hectic.
We were getting reports back while we were in Melbourne because you've got a few official functions you need to do up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We got word of a friendly riot going on. Basically down Moorabool Street, people walking over cars and
hugging each other,
but screaming and
but joy and happiness from all reports. So we were keen to get back. Funnily enough, that Saturday night wasn't a big night for us in Geelong.
Sure.
When we did it. The Sunday and the Monday is when the real fun begins. Now, the Super Bowl, once the LA Rams have their parades and everything like that, I'm sure it'll be the same. But yeah, our biggest one. Sunday, if you remember, I think 30,000 people went down to GMHBA Stadium.
Oh, that's like the presenting of the grand final and the Premiership Cup and with all the families and all that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah, and it was that. Some of my funniest memories of that was we got into the change room. So it was nice. We were just sitting around in our lockers, you know, a couple of beers. I think I got in at 11 or 12 o'clock. I'd had a good sleep.
Yeah.
I do enjoy my sleep.
You do love a good sleep.
I love a good sleep.
Yeah.
A couple of the boys made the very, very rookie mistake of not going to bed, thinking, oh, I'm going to party all night.
Yeah,
it's going to be fantastic.
Right. Yeah.
And the slight crossover period when I turned up fresh and just with a big smile on my face and they were still, you know, that happy stage and still running on fumes. Maxie Rook running around doing stupid stuff, making everyone laugh, and it was just hilarious. I think Corey Enright might have been there, and they were all just in their normal banter that was hilarious. I had tears rolling down my cheek. Within half an hour, they disappeared, and I think they were all asleep in the medical physio room. Having a little lie down.
Yeah, a little kip.
They were tuckered out. But then Mad Monday's, of course, fun. Everyone sees the photos of us all dressed up and carrying on like idiots on Mad Monday.
Lord of the Isles was the traditional place that you would at least start your Mad Mondays. Did things get pretty hectic at the Isles?
Not really. No, that's kind of the myth of Mad Monday. Everyone thinks Mad Mondays must be the craziest.
No cameras, it's loose. Because I've been there for media on a Mad Monday where you get to go in, you get to spend 15 minutes there or whatever, see the guys all dressed up, and then it's get out, it's private only, you know?
Yeah, and you know what's happening when it's all private?
Well,
it's crazy stuff.
Well,
the late, great Pete Burnett from Lord of the Isles would put on bacon and eggs for us.
Yeah, right.
And we'd sit down and we'd start talking.
Yeah.
We'd have a little chat and hang out. There was no craziness.
Come on, Lingy.
We're all dressed up in our funny gear. I think I dressed up as Ronald McDonald on my...
Yes, I remember that,
The great Dodsy was spray painting my overalls yellow so that I had a costume to wear. The craziest thing we do is we give out awards there. So things like the coach's pet, Joel Selwood has won that, I think, 14 years in a row. If you win that award, you got to get up and scull a pot of beer.
Sure.
Worst fashion was always one that really created a few arguments.
Yeah.
Tom Lonigan won it basically every year that I was there.
Yeah.
And you were a close runner-up? Or?
Thank you.
Mate, you can't go past a classic graph paper shirt.
Exactly.
Well, Domsey, Tommy Lonigan, he would always argue that there's no way his fashion is worse than Lingy's fashion. And I would always argue that, well, no, clearly I'm a classy guy. And
you are.
To win it. I was on sort of the organising committee of the awards, so there's no way I was ever going to get presented.
Insider goss.
Yeah, so we'd just do awards. Yeah. Everyone had... That would be the crazy part of, you know, scull a pot as a bit of an awards thing. And then you just have fun and you talk and laugh. That was a big thing. Sorry to go on a bit. But it was a big thing, I reckon, that changed over time. When I first started at the Cats, it was all about stitch up the young guys, you know, get them really drunk.
Bit of hazing kind of
gear. Bit of hazing stuff. Yeah, rip their shirts, you know. If they end up blind drone, so everyone laughs and, you know, he's no good and that
shave
sort of
him
thing.
Or whatever.
Yeah. And it was, I reckon, 3 or 4 years in my career, we all just said, no more.
Yeah.
Stop this. And it was a big thing. That was a big thing for me was all these players that we train and play with all year, just because they're young guys, what, you want them passed out drunk and you can't talk with them risking their health? Or we could all sit around and actually get to know each other and have some fun together. And maybe we all put in, you know, $20 each and get a little punters club going for the day, or we'd play silly Keno games that were coming up on the wall.
But that's your legacy too, Lingy. That culture that you brought to the club is really great.
Well, that I'm proud of that. You're right, Log. And certainly had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, and you get some stories tellers and you get the fun guys who make things really entertaining, all of that. So it was a really great, fun day. But this idea that it was crazy.
Like loose, like lighting each other's butt hairs and all that kind of stuff on fire.
What do you get up to, Tommy?
What do you get up to, Tommy?
Just stick with me. We'll do Mad Monday after this season. No, what I'm taking from this is it was the footy trips that were wild, not so much the Mad Monday. Yeah. And we'll have to get that story from you another time because we've gone long. But
never.
Thank you for that little bit of insight, Lingy.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I've got a story. It's a classic Jimmy James story, right? Classic.
Love a Jimmy James
story. This happened the other day, right? This Thursday, we've got a wedding. So, like, his best mates, I'm very close with them too through Jimmy, Muzz and Loz, getting married in Wye River. Beautiful, right? He's one of the groomsmen. He has to get his pants taken up. And he went to go get his pants taken up, and he got a new suit and everything. Picked it up about a month ago, this suit. And I said to him, when he brought it home, I was like, oh, yeah, show me the suit. And it's just in the bag or whatever. And I'm like, oh, yeah, nice, beautiful, beautiful blue suit.
Yeah, cool.
So he went to get the pants taken up. And when he went there to the alterations place, he put them on and he's like, oh, my God, they don't even fit. And then he's like, oh, they've put the wrong pants in the suit bag.
So they don't match the suit or?
So he actually couldn't put on the pants.
Yeah.
And he's like, they've put in the wrong size when I've gone to pick up my suit.
Oh, when he's bought the suit.
When he's bought the suit, they've put the wrong pants in.
Okay, yeah.
So he's got all flustered. He's called them up and he's like, oh, God, you know, I was trying on a whole bunch of pants. These ones don't even fit me. And he's like, and I know I've lost a bit of weight since I tried it on at like a month ago, right? So then he's like, they're like, okay, yeah, bring him back in, whatever. So he brought these pants back in, got the right pants, brought them home. And then he's bringing them home and he's looking at them towards up against the jacket. And he's like, these pants don't match the jacket. They've given me the wrong pants again. Right? So I'm like, well, you better call your mate, Muzz, right? You better call him. And he's on the phone to him. And so he's looking down. He's like, man, I don't know what's going on. Like, there's been a mistake. Like, the pants don't match the jacket. And they're giving the wrong size. And it's all happening or whatever. And then I'm looking at the jacket on the bed. And the jacket's in a dry cleaning bag. And then he's holding on to the pants. And I'm looking at the jacket. And then it dawned on me. I'm like, why would the jacket be in a dry cleaning bag? It's a brand new suit.
Yeah.
And I said to him, is this your other suit that you had from 3 years ago when you were a groomsman for your other best mate's wedding? And he's like, crap. So what he's done, he has tried on the pants that he wore 3 years ago as another groomsman.
Yeah.
Put them on, was like, these are the wrong pants. Went to the poor suit store, was like, you've given me the wrong pants. He's returned three-year-old pants.
Yes.
They have given him new pants. They're like, these pants, how do you even have these pants? This is weird. Anyway, fine, here are your new pants. Oh, no. So now he's had to call them and be like, I'm a bit of a duffer.
Yeah, okay.
All right. And he has to go back and get his old pants.
Give them their pants
back. Give them their pants back. And then he tried on the actual pants and he's like, oh, okay, so these ones fit me.
These
perfectly.
Are fine. So,
did he have the new jacket?
He's got the new jacket.
Okay.
He's got the new jacket. And the reason that the pants didn't match the new jacket is because they're from an old suit from 3 years ago.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
This is it.
Guess the year.
21 gigawatts. Yes. Geelong, the Surf Coast, and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game is Guess the Year. And you are going to have a go.
I certainly am. I'm going to win again.
Have you got a pen and piece of paper?
I do. Ready to go.
Log, pen and piece of paper. All right. If you're just playing along at home, you can do it in your head. You don't need a pen and piece of paper. Especially if you're driving, I always say, 10 and 2, thanks, guys. And we'll trust that what you've said is in your head is in your head. And also, we don't care. So here's how it works. We play a bit of a song, and then we cast our minds back through the mists of time to try and work out where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard that song.
Where we were crying in the corner.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, can we go with some music that's sort of from my music
palette? No idea, mate.
We have no idea.
That's the whole beauty of the situation.
We don't know either.
Absolutely. So, we have no idea. And then we write it down on a piece of paper. We reveal on three. There are very strict guidelines around the way you say the year. We won't get bogged down in that now.
The explanation of the game is longer than the game itself.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Yes!
He can be taught.
Just like an old dog learning new tricks.
That's it.
Best of three arrangement. Let's play Guess the Year. Question number one sounds like this.
Oh, okay. I remember crying a lot.
You cried a lot just in general, though. How do you differentiate?
I know, I differentiate.
When was Loggie crying? Let me think. I'm going to go that one.
Which album was that, though? Because I don't think that was their first one.
I'm going to say. Okay. I've written it down.
I'm ready.
All right, reveal in 3, 2, 1.
2006.
Oh, okay. I think I've gone way too high.
Wingy loggy off.
Okay, here we go. Reveal in 1, 2, 3.
It was 2006.
Oh, well done, guys. Okay. How did you both know that?
Because I was crying.
I just remember when Loggy might have been crying around that time.
Story checks out. Yeah. Question number two. I've been running through the jungle.
Oh. Selena?
Yeah, Selena. Ooh.
This is a hard one.
I have zero idea about that one.
Throw something down.
Have a guess.
3, 2, 1.
2017.
11, I was saying.
Okay.
The year was 2017.
Okay, well, that's two for me.
Well done. So that's a win for you.
That's a win for me.
That's 1 point for you, and that's none points for me.
Do you want to play the third one?
Yeah, let's do the third.
Let's do the third one, just for pride. Yeah, I love
it when you call me. Okay, I know. I wish I
could pretend. Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello. Mm-hmm.
Still waiting for Creedence Clearwater Revival.
I love CC.
Yeah.
Ah.
Buddy Holly or something like that.
You know this one off the top of your head, do you?
Yeah, I do.
See?
We'll reveal in 3, 2, 1.
2019.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Let's go.
The year was 2019.
So I'm so good. Mate.
You are on
Stop
fire.
Stop it.
Bow to me.
Wow. Usually you know the old gear.
Tip of the hat. To you, Log. Yeah, too good today.
Appreciate it, fellas. Thanks for coming.
What did you say, though, earlier when we were like, oh, who won last week? You're like, who cares? So good win, mate, but who cares?
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Log.
So I had this idea, right, and it could have been a what you're thinking about, mate, but yeah. I'd like to get particularly Lingy's take on it, being a sports guy.
Okay, I'll just sit here quietly.
And being an analyst as well. But you're...
A person.
You analyse things too.
Mm, I do.
You might be in this.
Okay.
I love stats, right? And so I play, you know, basketball on Xbox and I love drilling down on the stats. When I used to play FIFA, that too. And
points per game, rebounds,
all
assists,
of that gear,
everything.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And even just outside of Xbox, like just... So I had this idea, like what happens when you die, right? What I would love is if... Right, I'm dead, cool. What happens next? I sit down and I'm just given all the stats on my life.
Oh, amazing.
How good would it be? Like, and I'm talking...
How many poos you took and stuff?
Yeah. Like how many, you know...
How many steps you walked, how many meals you had.
Yeah. Yep.
How many different people you held hands with, how many, you know, like...
How many laughs you got.
Like, yep.
Jokes made,
yep.
Laughs to non-laugh stats.
Oh, like a percentage. You were batting at like 58.2% of
yes!
the jokes.
Amazing. Total kilograms of boogers picked. That kind of, like get that detailed on it. Because I've got nothing else to do. I'm happy to sit there and I will spend the rest of eternity going through stats from my life.
I love that.
Would you start getting like regrets like, oh, I only achieved this percentage in this particular category?
Maybe.
Hands held and then I spent like... 72.4% of my life lying on the couch doing nothing, staring at a screen. I probably should have dropped that percentage down and did something else.
Definitely.
Surely, though, if you did, you're going to kind of reach that point where you're like, well, I'm probably be a little bit late for regrets, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
I just think it'd be really interesting.
I really like that.
Maybe that's what happens.
Okay, so how do we go about getting this to happen?
Can you, from now on, from this moment onwards, maybe start documenting everything you do?
I'd love the idea, but also I would hate that because I would know every single statistic would be incorrect and not quite accurate because I would have lived almost 40 years of my life.
But there'd be mathematicians out there who could multiply out extrapolate what you do, say, from age 40 to 80 and perhaps give you a percentage – taking into effect that or in account that you were a toddler and a baby during these years, and they'd work out some formula. They could give you a fairly accurate stat.
I'm very black and white, mate. I'm not interested in approximates.
You're a fun guy.
Food for thought. Would you? Yeah. So you would both be
totally
into that.
I
yeah.
love this idea.
Brilliant. All right, let's make it happen. Not sure how, but let's make it happen.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K Rock 955.
We've already established that I'm pretty wild. I mean, a couple of Saturday nights ago, we were down in Polo Bay having a great old time for my father-in-law's 70th. I was excited to find the Trivial Pursuit questions that I could read at bedtime. So pretty wild. And after yesterday's Super Bowl, Tommy, I took things to new heights.
Well, you did finish the afternoon, I'm going to say, in pretty good shape, in fine form.
So got home. Did a little bit of work, you know, settled the kids, everything like that. I thought, how can I finish off? It was a wonderful day. I watched reruns of Sea Change, the original.
Aren't you watching The Sopranos at the moment?
Yeah, that just put on the back burner because I wanted it to have something else, a little bit fresh. It is so good. Sigrid Thornton, amazing. Seeing Barwon Heads in the old St. Leonard's Pub.
Did you go back to like episode one?
Yeah, all the way back.
Why? Why Sea Change? Why?
I don't know. I was just flicking through. I'm like, oh, Sea Change. Yes. What's his name? David Wenham?
Dan.
What platform is it on? Were you watching it on ABC iView or something?
No, Netflix, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think. So good. It was so good seeing Barwon Heads as that little tiny coastal hamlet, a little bit of St. Leonard's, a little bit of that whole area. So good watching it. It was a pretty crazy night last night.
Yeah.
I reckon I got through a whole three episodes of St. Leonard's last night.
Amazing. And two cups of chamomile. Far out, yeah. Now, would you watch the reboot, the one that they continued and they came back?
No, I couldn't. It was a point in time when it was these tiny little coastal communities which have now grown and got bigger and everything like that. Some great Aussie actors in it as well at that time. Tom Long, who's sadly passed away. John Howard.
Not
former Prime Minister, but the great actor John Howard. William McInnes doesn't appear until season two.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Sorry about that. Kerry Armstrong. Of course, Sigrid Thornton is an absolute treasure.
How does
treasure.
That not get the Bordometer? Seriously, Tom.
No, you're right. Sorry about that.
Can I
just say, once you finish that, I've got a great tip for you. There's this TV show. It's pretty new. It's called Stingers.
Oh, yes.
Check that one out.
Cool.
Dom and Log. K-Rock.